One of the areas that was cut in the recent federal budget was the long-standing Landcare program. Landcare has been around nationally for 25 years this year, but the Department of Agriculture has confirmed that it won't be allocating any new direct funding for community landcare groups over the next 4 years. You might remember in the budget, the federal government slashed $500 million from the National Landcare program, pledging instead to put $500 million towards its new Green Army. So what might all of that mean for local landcare groups in your community and the great work that they have been doing over the last couple of decades or more? Dr. Shane Norrish is the acting CEO of Landcare Australia and the Farming and Major Projects Director. Shane, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Good morning.
Can you just clarify exactly what changes in terms of the pool of money that Landcare has had compared to what will happen in the future?
Look, it's not entirely clear yet, unfortunately. I guess the information which is currently available is as you've indicated. The funding which was previously available directly through the Department of Agriculture focused mainly on sustainable agriculture type projects. It appears that's unlikely to continue. The federal government has decided to roll the funding from the previous Caring for Our Country program and other funding sources associated with Landcare into a new national Landcare program, which will be administered by the Department of Environment. The process which they're describing for that to occur is mainly through the NRM agencies, and the actual funding amounts that are likely to be available for Landcare groups to access and use for their projects. Unfortunately, it's unclear as to how much is actually available.
And does that mean that Landcare then competes against other potential candidates for funding in a way that it hasn't had to in the past?
I don't know that that's necessarily the case. I mean, in the main, Landcare groups have always competed with other applicants, but I guess that a lot of those applicants were the likes of community groups and others who had similar interests, and so I don't know that there's going to be a huge amount of change in regards to other competitive applicants. But again, I must apologise that detail will be available in the future rather than just now.
Why is there such confusion and lack of clarity around the funding situation for Landcare?
I think that it's mainly as a consequence of the budget cuts. There's no doubt about it that reduction in funding is most definitely disappointing. You would have to assume that and it seems very clear that as a consequence of that, there's going to be less money available for projects. By the government rolling the programs into the new National Landcare Program itself, I suppose that's something which has really yet to be determined in terms of how, A, the amount of funding, and B, the process for which it is to be delivered. And by virtue of that new arrangement, therefore, the uncertainty has, arisen simply because it is so new.
I mentioned that the money that's been slashed from the National Landcare Program is being redirected in effect to the Green Army, this new approach that the coalition government is taking. Can you tell us a little bit about your understanding of the kind of work the Green Army will be doing as opposed to the work that Landcare has done?
Ideally, I'm hoping that the Green Army will actually be compatible with activity undertaken by Landcare groups. You've got the situation that the Green Army is going to be working on environmental type projects and also some heritage type projects. In an ideal world, we would hope that the Green Army will work on projects with Landcare groups, with Landcare groups actually acting as project sponsors. I can see that would be extremely beneficial for both parties in that regard. the Landcare groups will be able to, I guess, use the resources and manpower available through the Green Army, and the Green Army will be better off drawing on the experience and learning about the ways in which projects are being developed and executed in various regions by Landcare groups, so that I think that the, both the environmental outcomes on and the training outcomes from the Green Army participants will be better as a consequence.
Do you think there's a real risk, Shane Norris, that these funding cuts to Landcare could see some of our local groups forced to fold if they can't access the funding they need?
I really hope not. I guess, I mean, if we think about where Landcare has come from, we've been through various ups and downs in regard to the availability of funding, and we've had some periods where funding wasn't as readily available as other times, and while some Landcare groups may not be so active through those periods, they don't tend to fold as such. I think one of the reasons for that is that Landcare groups are so much more than just a labour force. The fact is that they play a pretty important role within their communities. They make a really major contribution to the social fabric of communities.
Mm, there's that real social aspect. It's not just about doing the work, is it? And volunteering, it's a community thing.
Absolutely. And I think that the value of that role within the community ensures that they stay together and as I said earlier, perhaps not be quite so active in the projects if there is less funding, but still maintain that I guess cohesion and work together. And once funding becomes available again, they're in a position to become more active once again.
Shane Norris, where to from here? What does Landcare do to try and, seek extra funding to keep doing the work it's been doing?
Well, in terms of Landcare Australia, we one of our primary responsibilities is to seek non-government sources of funding to provide to Landcare groups to undertake their projects. And so we will continue to work even harder, I suppose, now that there is likely to be less funding available. And so we will be seeking to attract particularly corporate sponsorship for Landcare groups to undertake their work. The extension of that is that there are a lot of Landcare groups which seek to create their own partnerships at a local level so that they're able to undertake those projects with funding sourced at a local or regional level. And so we anticipate an increase in activity in that area where you've got people who are building on existing relationships or seeking to create new sponsorship type relationships in their local areas. And I suppose that there will be an interest in increased fundraising opportunities as well, so that I suspect we'll see a number of organisations associated with the Landcare movement, networks and the others, actively out seeking donations and support for particular projects.
We might spot a few Landcare sausage sizzles and Lamington drives.
Something of that type. I mean, it already happens, but I think we're going to see an increase in those sort of events.
Dr. Shane Norris, thanks so much for your time this morning. The acting CEO of Landcare Australia talking about just what might change on the ground to our local Landcare projects, given the fact that $500 million has been slashed from the national funding.